Good morning. It's August 21st, Tuesday morning. This is Pastor Bill from Berean Baptist Church bringing you news and focus that's about one day old, posted on the BaptistPressNews.net, BPNews.net, and it says Pakistani Christian girl's arrest leads to probe. Washington. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari has asked the country's interior ministry for a report about the arrest of a Christian girl on blasphemy charges for allegedly desecrating pages from the Quran, Voice of America reported August 20th. Police say the girl was taken into custody on Thursday, August 16th, after angry neighbors surrounded her house in Islamabad and accused her of burning pages inscribed with verses from the Quran. Others said she was burning papers from the garbage for cooking. Police say the girl will be held for 14 days while the case is investigated. President Zardari, on Monday, August 20th, took, quote, serious note, unquote, of the girl's detention and called for a report on her arrest. There are varying reports of the girl's age, with some saying she was as young as 11. Others quote police who say she is 16. There are reports that the girl is also mentally handicapped. Human rights activists say the blasphemy law in Pakistan is sometimes used to harass religious minorities. Presidential spokesman Farhadullah Khan Babar said, blasphemy cannot be condoned, but no one would be allowed to use it to settle personal scores. Last year, Pakistan's Minister of Minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti, the only Christian member of the federal cabinet, was gunned down in Islamabad. And Punjab's province governor, Salman Taseer, was killed by one of his bodyguards for opposing the controversial blasphemy law. On Monday, Bhatti's brother Paul told VOA's Diwat Radio that the girl is not mentally fit and also the law calls for medical examination as a prerequisite. She's a 12-year-old girl, and we have talked to religious scholars on the issue and hope there will be some way out. Paul Bhatti currently serves as the Prime Minister's National Harmony Advisor. Christians are the largest non-Muslim religious minority in Pakistan, making up about 5% of the population. This article is adapted from the Voice of America's news site at www.voanews.com. All right, Christian, what do you think about that? When you hear about a girl, possibly 11, possibly 16, being arrested for blasphemy, for burning papers that are supposedly inscribed with the Quran, what do we say? Well, there's a number of things that you could consider. Perhaps America would be a better nation if we had a heavier thumb on those who resisted religion. But we're way past it, aren't we? The fact is, this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian ethics that allows for the soul, S-O-U-L, soul liberty and individual accountability before God, thus choosing a religion. Now, let me just go ahead and say this. It's very important that I say this. The tables would not be turned well if we had a state of Christian religion in America. We have seen that a state church of any kind, a state religion of any kind, not only does not seem to produce anything from the aspect of history, but also, dear friends, does not seem to produce anything well because it goes outside of God's intent for that institution. God did not give to government, neither in Romans 13 or in 1 Peter 2, did he give government the responsibility of coercing people into believing something or not believing something. It is a Baptist distinctive, made famous by the first American Baptist, Roger Williams. It is a Baptist distinctive to allow people to only do those things of religion that resonate within their conscience. Now, is it all black and white? Are there cases where we would probably have to sit and think and pray for a while before we made a law or voted a law down? And the answer is, of course. But I just wanted to say, the answer is not necessarily, well, we need a absolutely Christian nation. That's not necessarily the case. That's not the point of this commentary. The point of this commentary is to show you not only that Islam, by religion, requires hostility against Christians. That is definitely the main point of this commentary. But also to point out that a state religion has never accomplished much of anything. We don't have to go back to the Inquisition We don't have to go back to the Crusades. We don't have to go back to Constantine to realize that coercing, even through Christianity, is not a good thing. We can go back to Geneva. We can go back to thrice baptizing Baptists. And that was the funny thing that was alluded to when people would drown Baptists, drown the Anabaptists. They would give them their, quote, third baptism in the river there in Switzerland. So we're not dealing here with, what we need is we need Christians in office and Christians in office and more Christians in office. And all of a sudden what we would have is lots of people who are Christians, and then we'd have a nation with no sin. The fact is, if we have regenerate people, followers of Jesus, truly Christian people in office, yeah, that would make a difference. But I still would not be for coercing Muslims to become Christians. Why? Because for one thing, I don't believe that's even within the teachings of Christ. Coercing is not what makes it happen. Seeing people regenerated in their heart. Think of the scripture. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Not by the legislated morality handed down by the Roman Senate. No. No. Because of regenerate hearts. Think of Titus, or Ephesians 2:4. He has raised us up to sit together in heavenly places in Christ, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We're told in Titus 2, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, and teaches us to deny ungodliness. See, it's not a law, thou shalt become a Christian, that makes everything okay. It is a regenerate heart. Listener. Berean, Christian, American, listen, nothing but a clean heart can calm a conscience. Nothing but the interior umpire of the conscience, guided by the Holy Ghost, can keep a civilization free from this lambasted, overexhausted, huge donkey load of laws that is continually made constantly, every year. And why are laws continually made? Because Romans 1 says that we are inventors of evil things and we do those things that are not convenient. We go out of our way to find new ways to sin. And so, God's institution, government, is driven to make more laws. So lesson number one, Islam is hostile to Christianity and must be if you're a good Muslim. Number two, making Christianity a state religion and coercing people to become that is not the answer. Keep people where they belong. This is Pastor Bill. Make your comments directly on Sermon Audio on this commentary. Thanks for listening.